Right now, we'll go back into the chamber questions, and we're on the third one. It's called natural resource development, and the question is, what should the state of Alaska do to increase natural resource development in Southeast? And Jonathan, having been second on the last one, you're first on this one, so away you go.
So there are three big natural resources in Southeast that drive our economy. Number one is mining, and the Greens Creek and Kensington mines have done wonders for the Southeast economy, especially the Juneau, Angoon, Northern Southeast area where these mines are located. And I think one action the legislature and political leadership in Alaska has done really well over the last decade is to capture more and more value of those mines and the jobs that come from those mines. And then you look at the North Slope oil patch, and still huge numbers of people working up there are flying in from Oklahoma and flying in from the lower 48. And the economic benefit of this huge resource that we as Alaskans have isn't being fully realized in terms of Alaska jobs. And fortunately, I think we've largely avoided that happening again with Southeast Mining. And so the U.S. Center for Mine Training has managed to direct huge numbers of Alaskans, especially those coming out of Juneau, and also rural communities that take classes at U.S. to get these high-paying mine jobs. And especially with two new mines potentially going to come online on Prince of Wales, the Niblack and Bokan mines. The Niblack mine is looking a little bit more likely in terms of outside investment. But if either or both of those mines come online, we have a similar situation. We want to make sure that we fully benefit from jobs from those projects. So that's mining. Natural resources, number two, timber. We've got a huge wave of second growth that's going to be coming online. We need to continue to make sure that there's a supply of old growth, especially for the mills that operate here in Alaska and create value-added product, as opposed to just exporting logs in the round to China, South Korea, Japan. So making sure that they stay in business is hugely important. And then making sure that Alaska is able to market its timber resources effectively. Just as ASME has effectively marketed Alaska seafood, we need to market Alaska timber, which the Division of Economic Development is just starting to do, which helps us get more and more value out of a resource that is sustainable and is renewable and exists abundantly in Southeast. And finally, the last resource is fish. And again, when it comes to, I think this circles back to the first priority that I mentioned two questions prior, which is making sure that there's greater Alaska permit ownership. And also, you know, doing what we can, the state of Alaska, to enhance value-added industry. Silver Bay Seafoods has a compelling proposal to add value-added production at their Silver Bay plant. Supporting those kinds of efforts, whether it's fish oil or looking at what Iceland has done, which is really extracting value out of every last part of the fish. That's amazing. There's morbid creativity over in Iceland, and I think we should copy it here in Alaska.
There's a couple.
Excuse me. Didn't have it on. But anyway, there's a couple things here. I'm going to roll back up as far as representation real briefly. We've taken a huge blow over that. And when you're looking at somebody, as Chris Tompkins here has pointed out, you're going to look for somebody that's going to cover the territory and the region, because we are getting bigger all the time and we have less representation continuously. So you're going to be looking for somebody that you're going to elect who has been traveling this district since a young man, a young kid, and that's me. I've been through this. I've seen what logging, what it was, and what it's become. And then when we roll back into this natural resources and development, yes, fishing, resources. These are incredibly important. These are the things that I've dedicated my life to. This is what my family has done for five generations. This is what my great-grandfather came from Norway to do. These are the things that I understand. When it comes to resources, it's not that I know every intricate detail about what we can do, especially when you're looking at fishing. That is the largest, the biggest employer that we have in Alaska as a whole. I think that we can move forward with that. I think we can do more with that. Logging, no. I don't think it's ever going to come back to the way it was, but we can certainly move forward and try to use what we have. Alaska, to me, is open for business and all natural resources, and I'm very, very crazily passionate about that. We are going to lose if we don't get on the cutting edge and start moving forward with energy projects, if we don't start moving forward and making sure that our natural resources are being used the way that they were intended to be used. That is what we're here to do. That is what I'm here to do. And if we lose our natural resources, I don't know where we would hang our hat. I don't know what else we're going to do. So when we're on the legislature and as a person, again, when you look at this resume, and you look at the work history and the longevity that I've had here, these are the things that I understand and can move forward. And not tell you that I know everything about all these details, but I do know very strongly what I know as far as my strengths and my weaknesses. And that's where you start bringing in staff and you start making sure that you're listening and asking the right questions and permitting. And it's such an animal. I mean, it's crazy that the amount of information that a person has to understand when you start talking about natural resources. Now, again, we have four legislators and we need to make sure that we're working within that seat at the table and make sure that we're all working on the same page and moving forward so that we can be heard as much as possible. We can talk about crossing the aisle, all this good stuff. But again, when you're going on November 4th to vote, you need to be thinking about, are you voting for the person that knows the most about the region that can sit down and move us forward? Or are you gonna vote for the person that can study it, understand it, and see what he's gonna do with it on the minority side?
Thank you, gentlemen.